Hello, audio boomers. It's Gwenllian here, or Shannon, or whatever you'd like to call me. And it is Thursday, the 25th of December, Christmas time, yay! So I wish one and all on Audio Boom a very happy Christmas indeed. I hope that you're able to celebrate the occasion with loved ones, friends and family, near and dear. But if that isn't possible, I still hope that you're able to find something in the day that is enjoyable to you. Anyhow, I listened to a number of lovely Christmas greetings last night from people on Audio Boom, and I really enjoyed those. In fact, I spent a good few hours between, I think, 9:30 and 1 o'clock in the morning or so catching up on Audio Boos. I've been rather busy, and also, unfortunately, there isn't a whole lot of privacy here. I'm currently at my parents' farm, Oriole Acres, now, and it's an open concept house. There are bedrooms with doors, but one can still be heard even with the door closed, and my parents don't know about Audio Boom, and it's not something that I intend to enlighten them about, simply because I know they would disapprove, so... it's difficult to record boos and DMs here, for that reason, unless I'm by myself. So, I'm currently out of doors. It's very windy at the moment, but I'm in a sheltered spot currently, so hopefully the Olympus will not pick up too much wind noise. I still don't have a filter yet, and it's something that I can't really get right now because I'm lacking the finances. I should have asked my brother if he'd consider paying for part of it as a Christmas gift. I never thought about it, actually. I just told him an iTunes gift card would be lovely if he wanted to get that for me, which he did, very kindly. So I got here to Oriole Acres on Tuesday night. I had a bit of an adventure along the way, though. First of all, the bus ticket was unbelievably expensive. A single Greyhound ticket going from one city to another, very close by, cost me $26.50. I kid you not. And it was because Greyhound could get away with gouging people over the Christmas season. I was really not happy about that, but there wasn't much I could do. Then when I got to the bus, it was absolutely packed, and I was lucky to get a seat. The driver had to turn a few people away and say, "I'm sorry, you'll have to catch the next bus, which comes at 11:30 at night." So I felt really sorry for those people that couldn't get on. Then when I got to where my dad was picking me up, we were supposed to go to the Bellworld store so I could look at iPhones, because that's my parents' Christmas gift to me. But it was closed because of an incident that had happened involving some really rowdy patron who was yelling and causing all kinds of difficulties, so the staff had to call the police and lock the store down. I guess he was going up to people and swearing and getting in their faces and getting pretty violent, so I'm really sorry they had that experience. But Dad and I got the iPhone the next morning, so Christmas Eve morning, which is awesome. I mean, well, okay, it's awesome in one sense, and in another sense, it's not so awesome, because I'm a very new iPhone user and voiceover user, and I'm finding it really frustrating to figure out where things are on the screen, and typing on the blasted thing is, oy vey, a challenge in itself. But I got a lot further with it than I thought I would. Honestly, I thought I'd be begging my friends for help and not being able to do anything. And I will have to ask for a lot of help, there's no question. But I have some very kind friends, and there was a lot that I was able to do myself. One friend of mine told me some things to suggest in the store that I could get some help with, like some settings that I could get changed right there, including turning voiceover on and triple click home on and portrait lock on, and what was the other one? Siri on. The guys in the store were so helpful. Oh my goodness. I wish I could somehow report their their kindness to their superiors, because they deserve some commendation. They created an Apple ID for me so I wouldn't have to type all that stuff in. They changed all the settings that I needed changing. They were very generous with information. They told me where I could go if I had trouble and what to do for this problem and what to do for that problem. So, God bless them. So when I got home from there, I spent a couple hours playing with the phone and changing some more settings and signing into iCloud and verifying my Apple ID and adding people to contacts. Oh, that was a chore and a half. I got so frustrated trying to type in people's email addresses. I have one friend with a really long email address, and I still haven't managed to get it in my contacts because I kept making mistakes, and then the delete wouldn't work, and I couldn't find things on the screen, and oh man, so I got really frustrated. But I mean, hey, I got a lot done. I managed to get my parents' uber-long Wi-Fi password typed in. So, hey, how can you go wrong there? I don't have any apps downloaded yet because I'm sort of clueless as to how one goes about doing that. I know that vaguely how to go about redeeming my iTunes gift card. So I shall... Oh my, it's getting really windy. I shall do that if I can. And then there's some apps I need to get. So it's been fun, but it's been, oh my word, it's been a serious challenge. My grandmother was here from yesterday afternoon until just now, so I wanted to spend as much time with her as I could, and that was good. We went over to my brother's house for breakfast this morning. Unfortunately, he was not feeling very well. He's got the flu, poor thing. But other than that, it was still good times, and we opened presents this morning at his place. Of course, my present was the iPhone. Although my mom did buy me a pair of pajamas and a couple little goodies, like some Belgian hot chocolate sticks that one puts in warm milk to turn it into hot chocolate. What else did I want to say? The weather has been so weird. I mean, it rained like crazy yesterday, and then there were high wind warnings and thunderstorms last night, so everything is very green outside, apparently. Then this morning it turned a bit cold, but it's actually not that bad. It's still fairly mild, just very windy. So yes, all told, despite iPhone frustrations, it's been a very lovely past couple days. And I think I'm going to end this here, guys, because I am probably running out of time. I need to set a timer or something. I know when I finally get the Audio Boom app for the iPhone, it'll tell me how much time I have left, which is good. Right, I shall speak to you all soon. Merry Christmas!